As of this week, 91 children and teenagers in mental health crisis are stuck in Massachusetts hospital emergency rooms. That's because psychiatric units are full. There would likely be dozens more if not for a so-called diversion program the state started last year. To understand how it works, WBUR's Martha Biebinger introduces us to Carmen and her 12-year-old daughter, Haley.
It all came to a head around 2 a.m. on October 24th, almost 3 months ago. Carmen peeked into her daughter's room and realized Haley had left the house. Grabbing her phone, Carmen traced Haley's to a main street in their central Massachusetts community. Carmen chokes up, remembering how scared she was for Haley.
And she don't know the danger that she was taking out there, walking in the middle of the night. Anything can happen.
Carmen found Haley unharmed. But in those early morning hours, Carmen learned about more potentially dangerous behavior. Provocative photos the 12-year-old sent, and plans to meet up with an older boy. Carmen worried that Haley would revert to the time a few years ago when Haley mentioned suicide.
So that's when we went to the hospital because also she had thought to kill herself and everything. It was a lot.
Carmen drove Haley to a UMass Memorial emergency room, the only place she knew to look for help in the middle of the night. To protect Haley's identity, WBUR agreed to only use first names for this story. Haley ended up on a gurney, in a hallway, with other young people. Carmen had to go home at times to care for Haley's brothers.
Leave it in there for days. You know, seeing all those kids in there, it was terrifying for me.
And for Haley, too.
I didn't know if they were just going to send me home or if they were going to, like, put me in a really weird place. It was, like, really nerve-wracking.
In the ER, Haley had a psychological evaluation. Deanna Pedro, the liaison between pediatrics and psychiatry at UMass, reviewed Haley's report and considered recommending time in a psychiatric unit.
Because she was doing a lot of high-risk things. So there was a lot of thought given to, would we need to go to something extreme like a psychiatric admission to keep her in place?
But both Pedro and Haley's parents worried about this option. It would be a dramatic change for a 12-year-old whose only experience with mental health care was her school counselor.
And then we put her on an inpatient psych unit with potentially kids who've been experiencing a lot of other things. So we reached out to Youth Villages. Luck would have it, they had an opening.
Youth Villages is one of four agencies the state hired during the pandemic to provide an alternative to psychiatric hospitalization and ease emergency room crowding. 37 hospitals now work with these agencies to offer intensive home-based counseling for children and teenagers. Haley's family met with a Youth Villages supervisor in the ER. The first home visit the next day included a safety sweep.
We look under rugs, we look behind picture frames, we look in the dirt of plants. We've had kids hide stuff in the dirt of a plant.
This is Laura Palazzotti, the counselor assigned to Haley's case. Haley had to give up her phone, so the sweep included making sure she didn't have an old one tucked away. Youth Villages provided window and door alarms that Haley's parents could activate at night. But the main service is counseling sessions, three times a week, to get at why Haley does risky things. By now, Palazzotti has figured out it's because Haley gets mad at her mom and herself.
Have you ever done an emotional thermometer before? Okay.
Haley shakes her head no as Palazzotti lays a picture of an oversized thermometer on the table. Today they're meeting in a private room at a local library. The picture has blank lines for five emotions from cool to hot.
It can help you to like see where your feelings are at and then we'll come up with coping skills for each level.
In the blank next to the bottom of the thermometer, Haley writes chill. At the top in the red, she writes infuriated.
Infuriated, okay, that's a good word. So when you're infuriated, how do you think you feel like physically?
Like my palms get sweaty and I like make this face.
Haley scrunches her nose and frowns.
And then what is a coping skill that you could use to calm yourself down?
I could go on the trampoline.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so go on the trampoline. Can we come up with like one more?
I could like talk with my mom.
Awesome.
Many of the fights between Haley and her mom, the ones that trigger sneaking out, start with not cleaning the dishes or Haley's room.
Well, sometimes I wish my mom would just ask me instead of, yelling at me.
So then how is that going to make you behave?
More disrespectful.
Okay, so you're going to be more disrespectful. And then obviously the behavior is you sneak out of the house.
Palazzotti has sessions with Haley and Carmen together too, often in the living room. She's been helping them collaborate on solutions to problems like Haley's messy room. Carmen says cleaning is still a problem.
Well, she's been good, honestly, since you guys been in here.
Yeah.
Right, Haley?
And Carmen is easing up on some of Haley's restrictions.
So now that I know that she's struggling, when she's born, everything, can I go for a ride, a bike? I told her yes.
Yeah.
So,
and but that's good, giving her an opportunity to build the trust back with you and stuff. So that's awesome.
Haley has stopped sneaking out at night and sending suggestive pictures. She's among the vast majority of nearly 500 youth who've been through a diversion program and have not returned to an emergency room with a mental health concern. Carmen doesn't like having people in her business, but this experience she wants to share.
A lot of parents don't know what the kid's going through because they don't want to accept that your kids really need help. I'm bringing you guys to my house. And hopefully this can help other family, you know.
It costs about $8,500 to deliver the average 3 months of intensive home-based services. That's significantly less than hospital care. Just one day of pediatric boarding is more than $5,000. Some families hesitate to use diversion programs because they do not include psychiatrists who prescribe medications. But some parent advocacy groups say their main complaint is that these programs don't have more openings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.